Good afternoon.
Afternoon.
What a lovely day, isn't it?
Tis that.
Are you here on holiday?
No, I live here.
Oh, good for you. those are sheep, aren't they? Yes, yes, I thought they were. Only, why are they up in the trees?
A fair question, and one that in recent weeks has been much on my mind. It's my considered opinion that they're nesting.
Nesting?
Ah.
Like birds?
Exactly. It's my belief that these sheep are labouring under the misapprehension that they're birds. Observe their behaviour. Take for a start the sheep's tendency to hop about the field on their back legs. Now witness their attempts to fly from tree to tree. Notice they do not so much fly as plummet.
Yes, but why do they think they're birds?
Another fair question. One thing is for sure. A sheep is not a creature of the air. It has enormous difficulty in the comparatively simple act of perching. Trouble is, sheep are very dim. Once they get an idea in their heads, there's no shift in it.
But where do they get the idea?
From Harold. He's that most dangerous of creatures, a clever sheep. He's realised that a sheep's life consists of standing around for a few months and then being eaten. And that's a depressing prospect for an ambitious sheep. He's patently hit on the idea of escape.
Well, why don't you just remove Harold?
Because of the enormous commercial possibilities if he succeeds.
And what exactly are the commercial possibilities of Irvine Aviation?
Mesdames et messieurs, voici le mouton anglo-français. La vache volante. Et maintenant, nous appellerons comme ça. Maintenant, je vous présente le pauvre célèbre Jean-Brian Jatapatik.
Merci, mon petit chouchou. Zizelrein, l'estrepeur extraordinaire. Maintenant, le grand mouton anglo-français avec le propeller dans le nez et la paix comme ça. Et d'habitude, le naughty Brian Trubshaw comme ça, le test pilote.
And how do you get on with French people?
Very well, so do I.
And me, yes.
So does Mrs. A.
I mean, be fair, Pascal.
Blaise Pascal.
Jean-Paul Sartre.
Voltaire. Really, Descartes.
Well, what do you think of the Germans?
Rubbish, rubbish. Immanuel Kant.
Oh, the ego posits itself, my foot.
Needs to.
Would you swap René Descartes for, say, Hegel and Martin Heidegger?
No, no. I'll keep Descartes.
Definitely.